Chapter 35. Gospel Order. Sometime later, as the number of disciples kept growing, there was a quarrel between the Greek-speaking Jews and the native Jews. The Greek-speaking Jews claimed that their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of funds. Acts 6, verse 1, TEV. These Greeks came from Greek-speaking nations. Most of the believers were Jews who spoke Hebrew. The Greek-speaking believers had lived in the Roman Empire and spoke only Greek. The Greek believers began to feel neglected and complained that their needy widows were not given as much help as the needy Hebrews. To favor one group of believers more than the other would not have been pleasing to God. The apostles acted immediately to bring peace and unity to the believers. The apostles were led by the Holy Spirit in making plans for church business. The work for the poor and needy was given to chosen men. The apostles would be free to spend their time in preaching the gospel. So the 12 apostles called the whole group of believers together and said, "It is not right for us to neglect the preaching of God's word in order to handle finances. So then, brothers, choose 7 men among you who are known to be full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, and we will put them in charge of this matter. We ourselves, then, will give our full time to prayer and the work of preaching." Acts 6, verse 2-4. The group of believers did as the apostles suggested. They chose 7 men full of faith and the wisdom of the Spirit of God. Stephen was chosen first. He was a Jew by birth and religion, but he spoke the Greek language. Stephen understood the customs of the Greek people. For these reasons, Stephen was chosen to lead the 7 men. He was responsible for dividing the money among the widows, the children who had no parents, and the needy. The choice of Stephen for this work satisfied everyone, and the complaining stopped. The apostles prayed and put their hands on the heads of these 7 men. The men cared for the church business, and they also preached the gospel. We read that Stephen, a man richly blessed by God and full of power, performed great miracles and wonders among the people. Acts 6, verse 8, TEV. These men had the wisdom to teach the truth. They had great understanding. They had calm judgment. They could work with difficult cases of complaining and jealousy. God greatly blessed this method in organizing the work of the church. Many people joined the church. The church grew stronger, and the word of God continued to spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem grew larger and larger, and a great number of priests accepted the faith. Acts 6, verse 7. The church today must have order and a system the same as in the days of the apostles. The success of God's work depends greatly upon leaders that are qualified. Ministers are responsible for the spiritual interest of the entire church. Ministers should not have to worry about money problems and other problems that can be cared for by appointed church members. People who God has called to preach the gospel should have time for quiet thought, prayer, and studying the Bible. Ministers should not have to deal with the details of church business because this kind of work dulls their spiritual understanding. All business should be taken care of by the chosen church officers. But if they cannot solve a problem, the officers should ask counsel from the minister.